I'm a little irritated that this me and Jack thing turned into my fault, according to James.
I think it's both. I think Jack probably said something similar. Like, I blame Jack just as much as you, but I think you're both at fault.
You know, it started with the big bosses approaching us saying, hey, guys.
I know you had an opportunity to say,
that's when you say
I
no
am
way.
Ready to roll.
We're playing this thing. It's one set.
I think that lawyer said it great. He's listen, you do what you got to do, but I am ready to play today.
But the lawyer did say the station could have been liable.
But the lawyer said you opened up the liability by asking the question. Everybody's saying, if I were you, I'd cancel it.
You told the boss, yeah. If I were you, I would.
Yeah, he's like, you're the one who opened up the liability there.
I think he opened it by texting us. All right, so maybe James will now agree with Spike Eskin. Maybe you agree. Let's go back to Spike and how he opened the show with his nonsense yesterday.
What a weak, weak, weak decision from management, and then we will get into whose decision this actually was, because this is being painted as Rod Lakin's decision, but I don't see Jack Fritz complaining about it. I don't see Joe DiCamera complaining about it. Jack Fritz is 31 years old and brags about being an athlete. Joe DiCamera is 47 years old and brags about being an athlete. This entire thing is how good they are at athletics. They're not 100 years old. They're not hampered in any way by any physical condition.
No physical deficiencies or anything.
This decision is an insult to everybody who is working outside every single day. By the way, the guys at my house outside for 8 hours, two straight days, busting their asses. But these two weaklings can't play a half hour of tennis in the middle of the day to keep this bit going on.
Are you now pro Spike, John? Do you think he had a point? Because I heard that yesterday. I'm like, what is this nonsense?
Wow. I do think it's
running his freaking mouth.
I loathe to agree with Spike, but I have to. Yeah.
And right, I'm positive that your words,
if I were you.
If I were you, I would postpone it. Yes, that rings so clear. There's no other choice.
Because
David
if I die, then my family has a lawsuit.
Of course.
Against the station.
Hey, he told you he wouldn't. If he told you not to, he told you to cancel it in as many words. He said, if I were you, I'd cancel it. In as many words, he said, cancel it.
Joe.
I am very precise in my words.
Had your answer been anything different? Had your answer been... it's up to you.
Yeah, but they didn't want us to play. I feel confident that tax was, they didn't want us to play.
Rightfully so. You're putting words in David Yagler's mouth.
David and I never talked about it. That's just the sense I got. Because I saw the fear in Rod's face around 9:25 when we were talking off the air. No, I saw the fear.
Because he was wearing jeans.
Well, yeah, but because
way too hot.
Because you talked to him, Rhea.
I literally off the cuff, mate, I was like, dude, what are you doing wearing jeans? Well, I'm the boss. I go, we're at a radio station. None of us get dressed for work. So I said, oh, yeah, I heard, you know, some people couldn't handle it real well. It was no cautionary tale.
Yeah.
I talked to people during breaks.
Classic. By the way, one more thing that they said.
A lot
said,
of excuses being thrown around in this show today.
Yeah, they said a lot yesterday, one of which was Spike started coming after me even more. Just listen.
If Joe is not healthy enough to play 30 minutes of tennis, Joe should not be involved in an athletic challenge against the afternoon show.
Yeah, what are we
show.
Doing?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't brag that you're a better athlete than all of a sudden when the conditions aren't exactly... Oh, I'm too frail. I'm not healthy enough to do this. Then you shouldn't. Then neither of them should be involved in this. It's not dangerously hot out. If you're
But the Eagles can move practice up.
The shame of it is, I would have won yesterday.
It was
anyway.
Dangerous.
It was.
Oh,
I agree, Devin.
I'm mostly concerned about the guide of workers at Spike's house who are outside.
Really?
It's a great point. It is an insult to those guys who've been outside all day for the last several days. It really is.
They can't postpone work.
But
can
sometimes they do,
but they
James.
Go in
sometimes
earlier.
They do.
They go
sometimes
in earlier. Go. On my way into work this morning at like 4:45 a.m., there were workers out because it's hot out. So you start it earlier.
Yeah, I had a friend who was a roofer, and he would literally be, you know, at the job at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, you adjust the schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that an event that people are coming to that is promoted and all that? I didn't know. Is that what? I'm sorry. My bad.
All right. Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin, Seltzer's got the wise ass thing going today. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question. John, how did people assess?
Can we make it so that you both lose tennis? Because you canceled? canceled? No.
Poll question. Was it the right decision to cancel tennis yesterday? Yes or no?
I'm going to say 75% say no.
59% say no. I appreciate the support by that 41%. I could have used your help more on the phone lines today. I was kind of taking a beating in here. It was like me and Devin versus the world on this topic.
Yeah.
But thank you to the 41% that think it was a wise decision.
The silent 41%.
By the way, Rod Lakin and David Yagaroff could have called in today.
I noticed 41%.
I noticed they didn't.
I think they're happy to let you hang out there to drive for this.
Yeah. It feels like the Sixers.
It does. I feel like Nick Nurse. Right, you're right, John. I'm Nick Nurse to their Daryl Morey and Josh Harris.
Yeah.
So
poor,
true.
Poor Nick Nurse.
All right, second poll question. Are the Phils going to make a meaningful trade today? Yes or no? John, how do people vote?
I think everyone's so skeptical that it's going to be 60% say no.
73%.
Ooh. Wow.
Say no.
I think they will tomorrow, though.
They really are entering Sixers territory. That's scary.
People
where there's
are really
no
down.
Optimism whatsoever about it.
People are down. Really?
I don't
down.
Know about today, but I think they'll do something by tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it'll definitely make some
I
kind
just
of
hope
trade.
It's, you know, the question to be is, excited about.
Yeah, will it be meaningful or not? Right. That's the part that it's hard to know. Impossible to know. Let's go to Tim right now. Tim, good morning. Yo, Tim.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good, buddy.
Super, Tim.
Good, good. Yeah. I'm a little concerned. I'm really wondering, do you think this Mike Trout thing is going to happen at any point?
You know, it could if the Angels pick up a lot of his salary. It really, really could. I tend to think it won't because it seems like he's not been inclined to leave there before, and he does have a no trade in that he's a 10-5 guy, so he can only get traded with his consent, and he's never expressed a desire to be traded. With that said, he also seems like a say-the-right-thing guy. So if he did have a desire to get traded, he probably wouldn't publicly say it beforehand. But I just don't think it's likely. I'll say that.
I'd be shocked.
So I have a trade that I want to know what you guys think. Would you trade Alec Bohm for Anthony Volpe?
Volpe stinks.
I know he stinks, but he would give you a little bit more than what Bohm gives you currently.
Would he? I don't know that Volpe would.
He has more home runs than he. Than
I mean,
he
one thing is he's younger and more under control for years.
That's
but,
true.
You know,
I'm not a big Anthony Volpe guy.
Because Bohm is a free agent.
He feels like an overhyped prospect who turned out to not be quite. As
Yankees have had quite a number of them
through
the years.
That's like the Yankees way.
Yeah,
it is. It really is.
It is.
Astonishing.
And then when they can trade one of them before they get there, they try. Oh, it's the next Mickey Mantle.
Yeah,
it's Ruben Rivera. Remember, is that the
for
guy's
real?
Name?
Yeah, Ruben Rivera, of course.
Ruben Rivera. Yeah. And then there was the guy, remember the guy that punted, yeah, the guy that...
Ryan Taylor?
Yeah.
The guy who ruined his career as the second pick in the draft.
Yes.
Yeah.
First million-dollar guy, wasn't
yep.
he?
Yep, and then he got into a bar fight.
Yep.
And never pitched again.
Who else? Didn't Cole Hamels?
Cole.
Yeah, and broke his hand.
Cole had a hand incident
yeah.
at one point in the
early
days. It's
hard to imagine him getting into a fight.
Hey, listen,
I agree with you.
Hey, you know what?
Just, yeah.
You can't get through October 08 without some dog in
little edge.
You gotta have,
he had edge to him.
Gotta have it. Oh, man.
What about Corey Lovello for Rob Thompson?
Oh, look at you.
Look at you.
Look at you. That's
a good move, right?
I'm intrigued.
Holding that one in there. Tim, give me a scene with non-athletes playing sports.
All right, this is the best Adam Sandler movie of all time. That's My Boy when he's hitting dingers.
All right, you got it. Tim, appreciate the phone call, bud. Let's get to Dan in Limerick. Dan, good morning.
Hey, Joe, I'm really rooting for you.
Thank you, sir.
Coming from a construction worker, ooh, it's tough. And I also watched my 14-year-old son practice for 2 hours with a smile on his face baseball.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, listen, I
the kids are tougher than you.
No, I think we lost the most cred yesterday with those that work outside with consistency.
I mean, as you should.
It could hurt our ratings, Dan. I think, you know, the gardeners, the construction folks,
Yeah, your street the cred highway took people, a hit yesterday.
Yeah, we, you know, the postmen that walk around and postwomen that walk around, we
yeah, we were worried about people standing there.
You know, the cops that are out there walking the streets.
Yeah.
We took a hit yesterday with all that whole sector of society.
Well, you took a hit. Richie and I didn't.
I stood out at practice for 2.5 hours.
I'm sorry, Dan. What'd you say, man?
I said, we're still rooting for you, Joe.
Thank you. Well, about 35% of you are.
Because real quick, let's clarify here. I am sure Jack did the same thing. Like, I know I didn't text him about. I would bet my life that when asked the question, Jack was like, I'm good not playing.
I will keep his private text message private.
I know you will. I'm just
private.
Saying, I would bet my house that there was some version of he was with you. You were both. Yeah. I'm not
they
just blaming
complicit.
You. I'm blaming
I'm
both of
complicit.
You.
James, do you think with me putting my text messages out to the world today that he will choose to put his text messages
no,
out to the
I
world?
No, I think there's a 0% chance.
Let's
he does.
Challenge.
Afraid
that.
Of the criticism?
Let's
he should. You should. You put it out there. Just own it. Own it like you did.
I mean, I have owned it. I mean,
let's hear what his said.
Devin, is he going to step up and put those texts out today?
Probably not.
No.
No, he
it hasn't. Took him a month to put the golf video out.
Yeah, knowing Jack's history.
James,
I'm
did you think
no.
yesterday? Because this was.
He did admit, though, that he was okay with it.
He was happy with it, he said. Yes.
Yeah. But he also always says everything with sarcasm, so you never quite know what's.
You never know. You never know.
You really don't.
When he's serious, it throws me off because I'm like, wait, is this serious or
what
sarcastic?
What if he goes and practices and gets a serve?
Well, that is a worry. He could be better by next week. James, did you think of Ed Rendell yesterday when he famously said, we have become a nation of wusses?
I didn't, but he's dead on in this case.
The Twitter did because they posted it repeatedly.
I swear to God, independent of people saying that on social media, I thought of it myself because it was after the cancellation. Yes. Or postponement of the Eagles-Vikings game.
Sure.
And I specifically remember he said if this game was being played in China, they would play the game and people would be walking to the game, walking down the street, reading math books, learning math on their way back and forth from the football game. That's what he said, which was a great line.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he said, we have become a nation of wusses. That was 15 years ago. By the way, we've become a little more wussy since then. All right.
That's very true.
All right, Dan. A scene with non-athletes playing sports. What do you have?
About Bradley Cooper, Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson playing football.
Already said. Give me a different one.
About Maverick Goose.
Already said. You got one more shot, Daniel.
I'm all out.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is, as always, booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't Sean, James, Mommy and Daddy go out today at noon, go play tennis on a court that's 15 degrees hotter than the CO2 temperature on the weather app. Then you all have the right to call Joe and Jack soft, you frauds. I'm here.
I would happily go play tennis today.
So yes, I think that was Coach Harris because apparently called him a fraud yesterday on the afternoon show. He was frauding.
Why'd you come and shot to me and Richie? I never took a shot at Coach Harris. Now I will. Coach, you opened it up.
I know a lot of people are wondering what Joe and Jack's role was yesterday in the cancellation of tennis. Well, I think it's pretty clear. I think it can be summed up with those immortal words. For who, for what? Time's yours.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah, Sean Kemp, Sean Bradley, Sean Considine, Sean from the Prep Baby. Hammer, you got smashed.
Yes!
Smashed. Considine in there.
That was awesome.
How does Ed Randell say? The wussification of the American sports fan. I took off from work to come watch some tennis and then get the message that the event is canceled. What a bunch of wusses. Time's yours.
Oh, no.
Preach.
We All have right. become a nation of wusses.
We're talking about heat, not the game. Not the game, not the game. We're talking about heat, not the game these guys are supposed to go out and die for. We're talking about heat. I mean, what are we talking about? Talking about heat.
That was good.
That's good.
That nice. was Amy from Villanova.
No way, was it really?
Yes, it was.
No. Oh my God. Yes! I thought it sounded familiar. I thought it was Ruth for a second.
So was the other one. So was the other one.
They both were?
She texted me last night with this idea.
Shout out to Amy.
She's a sports fan. For who, for what? And we talking about Heat. We're both her ideas. I'm like,
that's
hey,
awesome.
That's amazing.
You want to make the call and rip me? Everyone else rips me. Make the call and rip me. That was her.
Incredible job, Amy.
Making her debut. And with that, well done! And with that, how the hell with that? You ripped me. What are you ripping me for? What the hell are you ripping me for? And with that, what in the world? And with that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
We're talking about Heat. Let's go to the phones.
She right. nailed the delivery, too.
Yeah, it was really good.
Because the Iverson thing went back to, like, after he did it, he's like, wait, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
It was pretty good. All right, let's go to Will, Northeast Philly. Hi, Will.
What's going on, Voltron?
Will, sounds hey, like Will. I'm going to have a talking with my girlfriend later today. I mean, she's ripping me on the radio. What the heck, man?
Hey, man. You know where I go.
Nah, it's all good. That was a good debut by her. All right, what do you got for us today, Will?
Listen, man, I'm loving how the Eagles is dug in, and I'm loving how the defense is dug in. These guys are young and hungry, and they want to make a name for themselves. And guess what? I can't wait for the season to start, man, because these guys are ready. I'm telling you.
Well, I hope you're right. We'll see.
Yeah, I am right, man, because, listen, man, one thing I like about Sirianni, man, he got everybody, like, locked in.
Yeah, you know? I agree with that. He's got a great mindset, and he imparts that upon the team, and they are locked in. That's for sure.
And, you know, like, we are the team to beat, right? And we can't do a repeat, right? And for real, if we get through this season, which I think we are going to, it's all about the play calling.
It's not going to be much about the play calling. It's going to be about the execution. They're going to do largely what they did. Listen, on offense, they're going to do a lot of what they did last year. It's really not that complex. It's really not, Will. I know they want to avoid being stale, but to a large extent on offense, they're going to do what they do because there's a reason why they do it. They're good at it. They're going to run the ball a ton. You know, they're going to use, obviously, some confusion for the defense where they think it's going to be a run and then it becomes a pass with two great receivers. Like, they're going to do what they do. That's what they –
I think so, too, man.
All right, Will, give me an answer. We're going to turn to right now. A great scene involving a non-athlete playing sports.
Okay. I'm going to go to Sopranos. Ralphie and Vinny playing basketball.
Wow. I'm trying to think of this one. I don't remember that. I'm in the middle of season two right now. I don't remember that one. All right, Joe in South Philly. We're turning two. Joe, give me a scene. Joseph, not ready to go. We go to Brian in Norristown as we turn two. Brian, give me a scene.
I got Hook, the baseball scene.
Hook? The baseball scene. Okay, so now I'm thinking the scene from The Wire would have been good. You remember, James, when Avon is playing basketball?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
with,
a great scene.
With Stringer? That's a good scene. Tom, give me a scene.
As an old point guard, I would love to go up and down the court with the big man, the Chief. One of the best movies ever. Jack Nicholson and the Patience playing full court against the guards in One Flew Over the...
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
Oh, that's a classic answer right there.
It really is.
Great
Chief
answer.
And the whole thing.
Because you never think of Jack playing sports.
No, you
at
don't
all.
Really. Yeah, you that's... think about him watching sports.
Oh, my God.
So I like that answer a lot. We got the Meet the Fockers answer. We got the Point Break answer. We got the old school.
Jack Nicholson.
Gymnastic answer.
I like old school and Point Break. They're both great.
Oh, Point Break's a great answer. But so it's Jack Nicholson.
So quick question on Point Break. I thought like him being a former quarterback makes him a little too...
But everyone else, it's just him. Athletic. And then it's all the other people playing are just surfer guys. So it's like him and all the other guys. Bodie's playing,
that's
all
fair.
That. He's just like out there with them.
All right. Ray, what do you think?
They're playing beach football. So.
Yeah.
You good with that one?
Yeah, I'm good with that one.
Point Break, John, you co-sign that?
I like Point Break. I also classic, really like man. Jack Nicholson. I would vote for either.
I'm going Jack. John
I would
Ritchie.
Vote for Jack.
Two for Jack, one for Point Break. Yeah. James, Point Break.
I would go Point Break.
Devin, Jack or Point Break?
Oh, Point Break.
Point Break it is. Congratulations.
Sorry, that's a great answer.
I know you really wanted Jack.
Congratulations to Alex with the answer of Point Break. Everyone have a spectacular rest of the day. We hope to tell you by tomorrow when tennis will be rescheduled for. Reminder on tomorrow, we'll be at McGurk's in Horsham, part of trade deadline day. And Joe and Hugh, they're coming up next.